Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have all seen this happen, and probably many of us have done this and are listening right now. Mm-hmm. But it's time for the little exploration of, is it savage or sensible? We're talking about a woman using the men's room because the line for the women's room is too long. If you've been to a busy bar, you've been to a concert.
A sporting event.
Been to a sporting event. Any place there's a ton of people.
Just mobbed.
And the lines are long for the bathroom. You have seen this go down.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most actually insane examples of this was when I went to a New Kids on the Block concert.
Sure.
And I was maybe one of 20 dudes that were there and thousands of women. The lines for the
New Kids on the Block.
The lines for the women's room were insane.
Yeah.
And the men's room could not have been more empty.
Just like tumbleweeds rolling through.
So drunk 40 somethings are stumbling into the men's room and doing their business.
Yeah. Okay. And?
And?
How did this make you feel?
It was a little unsettling because he didn't really expect it. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe should have expected it, but thought it was like, oh, okay, I hear some heels clomping in the men's room. It's funny because my reaction actually was this. Oh, my God, am I in the women's room? Mm-hmm. I panicked and I thought I was in the wrong place. And any guy who has had that realization, we all look for one, not a problem. Because here's the difference between men and women, Breeze.
Yes.
I know that there's many women out there who have no qualms about going to the men's room. Don't care. It's going to happen.
I'm one of those.
Yeah. I'm not shocked.
No shame.
The majority of men do not feel the same way about the women's room.
Going into the women's room?
Yeah. No. You know why?
Yeah. Probably not.
Because a double standard exists.
Wait, whoa.
I know.
What?
I know. Shocking.
No.
Shocking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Double standard, you
the
say.
Only
what is this double standard,
the only
you say?
Standard is the double standard, Breeze. As this texter says, if you want to jump in, by the way, for today's Savage or Sensible, at 69822. I've seen women go in men's rooms countless amounts of times. At the Bills game, a man went into the women's room because the line for the men's room was so long, and he walked out in handcuffs.
That's unfortunate for that guy.
Here's the thing that society tells us is that men are inherently creeps. And if we're going into the women's room, it's for creepy reasons.
Creepy reasons.
But if you flip it around, it's never seen that way for women.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So I agree with you.
It is a double standard. There's no debate about that. There's a double standard in effect.
I agree with you that the double standard for this specific situation does exist, and it exists all around, but this is harmless. And a guy checking in right now, he said, no shame, I do it all the time, and I'm a guy.
A guy says he goes in the women's room all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, all right, more power to you. I don't know, it makes me feel uncomfortable, but I also don't want to be deemed as creepy. In my world, the C word for guys is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
No guy wants to be deemed creepy.
So you're going to go savage because of the double standard.
Yeah. And until we live in a world where that double standard is erased, if we are truly looking for equality, if that is what we are truly trying to do, then that double standard should not be there. But it currently is. So.
I think everyone's a little soft when it comes to this whole bathroom sitch.
You think?
I think so. I mean, there's bathrooms in Rochester that I've been in that are just unisex, everyone just goes.
That's
your business.
Yeah, I've been to some of those too.
But it's also
an expectation, right? Like when I told you my story about being at New Kids on the Block, I didn't expect there to be women running around in heels, right?
Right.
If I went into a gender neutral bathroom, I would have had that expectation of there may be women in here.
In a concert setting, you have to think about it a little bit.
Naive, Breeze. I was in my younger days.
But it's like, really, who is it bothering? Who is it bothering?
What's that?
Who is it bothering that we're
the people
there?
That have to go number two?
Honestly, it's bothering me and all the other women more than ever because the guy's bathroom smells like pee.
Oh.
Because the urinals are just free willy-nilly everywhere.
Hold on a second.
Spewing everywhere.
Hold on. This is a little side. a little aside here to our Today's Savage or Sensible. From what I am told, because I have not been in many women's bathrooms before. Again, try not to be creepy. It's been a time or two. But I've not been in many women's bathrooms. But from what I am told, women's bathrooms are way more gross than men's bathrooms.
What?
Just a little pee. We just have a little pee.
No, because it's open and it smells. We flush our pee.
This is what I've been told. If you'd like to weigh in on your experience, if you've been in both, you can also share that.
I see a lot of people saying, you know what, if it's open, it's open. Go for it.
For either men or women?
Yes, people are checking and saying, I have kids. Like, I'm not going to wait around. Okay, this is an interesting spin.
Yeah.
If you're a mom and you have a little boy,
yeah,
you know, you could take him into yours, or why can't you just take him into the guys?
Maybe we're working towards that, Breeze. Maybe we are working towards erasing the double standard. If we just have all gender-neutral bathrooms, and there you go.
A lot of people standard are saying erased. That it's a huge difference if it's like a single stall, like with one door and a toilet,
yeah.
or if it's like a group sitch. That makes a huge difference. I don't really think it makes a difference. I mean, I guess you could go in and see a guy urinating in the urinal. I mean, just don't look. Just don't look.
Eyes to the floor. Is that the rule?
Eyes to the floor, head down.
All right, we're getting flooded with text right now. If you want to call into the show as well at 222-9800, I would love to hear from you for today's Savage or Sensible. A woman using the men's room because the line for the women's room is too long. I'm only going savage on this because the double standard exists. Once we eliminate that double standard, I will go right on and hedge on over to Sensible. But for now, this is the world we live in.
You'll come in our bathroom?
If I'm not going to be deemed a creep for it.
All right. Okay.
Because Breeze, ultimately what it comes down to is we're all human, and when you gotta go.
You gotta go. Seriously.
Based on one of the texts that we got, I'm actually curious how women would react to this happening. Because again, we're weighing in here on this double standard. We're honing in, we're focusing on this double standard that exists. If a man goes into the women's restroom, chaos breaks loose.
Sure.
Based on this text, it says, what about the single dads that don't have the changing tables in the men's room,
mm-hmm.
and there isn't a family room?
Mm-hmm.
If you... as a woman, we're there doing your business, and then you saw a guy walk in with a baby stroller just to use the table. Would that be the same reaction as just a regular guy walking in without, or does that lessen it? Because this person's not wrong. As a dad myself, did you know that I have a kid?
You're a dad.
Yeah, did you know that?
It's Mason.
Yes,
cool.
Yeah, it's true. Not all men's rooms have changing tables. So is that cool? For me to just stroll on into the women's restroom so I can use the changing table? Is that okay? Where does that stand? I don't know.
Honestly, I
feel I still would be uncomfortable. Honestly.
I say send it. But here's the thing. Your own fear is getting in the way. I have men on the text line right now saying they would go in the women's bathroom with no problem.
Really?
I think your own fear is really just hindering you from just full sending into the women's room and changing baby Mace.
Let's see. This texter is saying, I agree 100% with Corey. I'm a female and I've used the men's stalls, but it is creepy for a guy to go to the female restroom. As guys,
yeah, no, read the last part.
Guys' bathrooms are stinky, but women's bathrooms always have a long line.
Yeah. They smell like pee.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, what? Go ahead.
If a bathroom's open, it's open. I have four kids, no more holding it.
But is that true for men
didn't
and women?
You've said this on the
show. Parenting's about survival?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So do what you got to do for your kid. Take one for the team. If you got to feel uncomfortable for 5 minutes, sorry, Corey,
is it going to lead me to getting arrested and leaving in handcuffs?
No,
Breezy,
you have a child.
Breezy, you don't know.
You would put your child in danger if you could not change their diaper.
You know what would be more of a danger for my child? Me getting arrested and having to leave them by themselves. That would be more of a problem. I don't know. I'm legitimately curious.
I need to look it up.
I'm legitimately curious. And then this texter, this would just solve everything. Create all gender-neutral bathrooms where there are only stalls, and anyone who is anyone can just go and use the bathroom because we all need to. I'd be fine with
that. I think this is... I want it to just become the norm. Just so you're not uncomfortable.
Easy. I would love that.
I'm not uncomfortable because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, I think that would be great. There's a lot of opinions,
To this person who says that no one's going to call the cops, that's dumb. You must have missed the text earlier of the guy that said at a Bills game, a man went into the women's room and was and left in handcuffs.
Okay. Yes.
We literally have examples of people being arrested.
Yes, but Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That guy was probably drunk as a skunk.
We don't know.
I mean,
you know, we
it's
don't
a
know.
Bills game. He's probably part of the mafia.
That's pure speculation.
I know.
All the only facts we know, the only facts we know is it was a man who went into the women's room. Handcuffs. He left in handcuffs. So that's all we can base our opinions on.
Sure.
Let's grab some of these calls. 222-9800. Adam from Batavia checking in. What's going on, dude?
Hey, so when I was a kid, I used to actually have to go in the restroom, like the guy's room, mm-hmm. and scope it out for my mom.
Yes.
She ever had to use
oh,
it.
My gosh. Really, Adam? Really?
Yeah. But you know what? I say it's 2019. We can go in whatever bathroom we want.
Yes, Adam.
Listen, Adam, I'm on board with that, man, as long as we remove the double standard that's in effect right now. Do you feel like you would get looks or women would freak out if you just strolled on into the women's room?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Adam, how do you feel when women are on your turf in your bathroom?
I guess I really haven't experienced it.
Really?
Well, yeah. in my experience, Adam, just go to any New Kids on the Block concert. You will experience it a lot.
Or any concert ever.
It was insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny, though. It does kind of change your behavior a little bit.
It does. Definitely.
Because you don't want to be as gross as maybe you normally would be. If we're just,
yeah,
exactly. If we're just being
check.
Honest.
Huh? We're keeping you in check, you're welcome.
But it's a bathroom. Like, that's what it's meant for.
What are you doing in there that you can't do in front of every... What are you doing in there that you can't share with the class?
You got a little tummy ache and...
Oh my
just
God.
Just blow it up.
Yeah, you're not blowing it up if there's, you know, clickety-clack of high heels rolling around.
Oh my God.
Because it would be followed by the sounds of screams. Hey, Adam, thanks for calling in, man. You have a great one.
You too.
Bye.
Steam PXY, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Aaron. I'm calling from Batavia. Are you doing the ho-ho-ho thing today or no?
We will be, yes. We're doing that actually we're doing it at 9 o'clock. A couple hours from now.
Aaron, are you friends with Adam? Because he just called and he's from Batavia as well.
Yes.
Oh.
Everyone in Batavia knows each other, Breezy.
What'd you say?
So I can't do the whole thing, but can I do the Savage and Sensible?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. What do you think, man? Savage or Sensible, a woman using the men's restroom.
It is Savage 100% because if a man was to go in a woman's room, it would be chaos around the world, and that's just how it would be.
Alarms would be going off. We had somebody text in earlier this morning that said that at a Bills game, the line for the men's room was crazy long, and they saw a guy go into the women's room, and he was removed wearing handcuffs.
Yeah, hate that for him.
Yeah.
Like, we're criminals for just wanting to use the bathroom.
100%. I'm not trying to sound sexist at all, but if a woman were like, oh, haha, I'm going to go into the men's room, everyone's like, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah, man, you're right on board with what I'm feeling as well.
Yeah, also, this is taking gender out of it. The women who go into the men's room and other women see get so jealous that they didn't think of it first or that they don't have the balls to do it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
All right,
so,
man.
Well, I'm going to say goodbye, but I don't care. I'm going to do the ho-ho-ho thing because I've been trying.
All right.
And I don't care if I win. Ho-ho-ho! Merry Christmas!
Can you please call back?
Yeah, please call back.
9:20.
I'll be out delivering the mail. I won't be able to.
Oh, all right. Darn.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us the ho 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 that we've been
the pregame. The pregame.
Yeah. Have a great one, man. Later. TPXY ho ho off. Really
loving
taking
it. Off. Truly loving
you can
it.
Win the scratch off tickets with your ho ho ho.
Thank you for that beautiful segment.
Around 9:30 or so this morning. Just a couple more texts before we. Get our results from the poll.
A lot of passion this morning.
Two quick things. Someone texted saying in middle school, they say, I remember all the boys asked all the girls if we had couches in our bathroom. You guys do, don't you? Isn't that a thing?
Oh my gosh. You watch one episode of The Amanda Show and think it's all.
That's the reference you pulled. Okay. So that's
not girls.
So that's a no?
Room.
Can you confirm
no,
or not?
No, there's no couches.
Okay, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Yeah, we have couches and you have little baby toilets.
Apparently, I didn't know that was a thing.
You
okay.
have toilets for like Polly Pockets in there.
I'm 6'2".
I have no idea what's going on.
I'm 6'2". I've,
so
I haven't
strange.
Had a problem. And then finally, this last text, unrelated to Savage or Sensible. This person just says, I've worked in clubs and women's bathrooms are 1,000 times worse than men's rooms. FYI. You guys are grosser.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's just not.
Let's go to the poll, though. Thanks for all the votes at 98pxy.com. Savage or Sensible. A woman using the men's room because the line for the women's room is just, it's too long. 88% of people voting. Say. Sensible. Because they've probably done it. They don't want to call themselves savages. But look, if anything...
Using your resources.
But if anything, I hope I brought up and maybe shown a little light onto this double standard that does exist.
Just, we're, you know, talking about this openly and freely, one step closer to equality,
that's
baby.
That's right. Yes. One step at a time.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.